trust in Jesus, my Savior and friend. I trust Jesus. All the trouble has to flee. My spirit is free. Praise be to God. He brings me to my heavenly destination. My soul rests in peace. I trust in Jesus, the mighty Lord, He who saved me. The arrows of Satan do not hurt me. Every arrow breaks at the armor of God. I trust in Jesus. He leads me to my heavenly destination, fills my soul with peace. Trust in Jesus. Don't trust in feelings. Childlike, I trust Him. Trust in Jesus every day, because we know that He is faithful. To trust in Jesus and nothing else brings our soul to the light. Liberty and happiness. Childlike, I trust in Him. He leads me to my heavenly destination and fills my soul with peace and rest. We greet all brothers and sisters, all friends worldwide who are joining us online right now, very warmly to this word observation with Brother Frank. We are grateful to God despite of this pandemic and lockdown, that we have this opportunity to hear God's holy revealed word. We thank you for all the wishes of blessings which reached us from our brothers from many countries and languages. May the Lord bless us, speaking to us through His revealed word. I read a word of the scripture from Romans 15, verse 4. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another, according to Christ Jesus. That ye may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your precious word, for the opportunity also today that you can speak to us through your word. Bless us. Bless all listeners. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. I also would like to greet all of you very warmly. We are grateful to the Lord that we can have these meetings with all brothers and sisters worldwide. Although earthly speaking, we don't like everything, and we have come into a situation in which we are groaning, and nevertheless we say thanks in every situation. Today we have greetings from many, many brothers. A special salutation from Brother Hermann Ringen from Balkenwede, from Brother Müller from Germany, from Brother Lotika, Australia, from Brother Chovava from Zimbabwe, from Brother Andre from Montreal, from Brother Hervé, from brothers here and there and everywhere, from Switzerland, from Austria, from the Congo, from South Africa, from everywhere, the brethren are greeting us, who are rejoicing with us that we can hear God's holy word in this way. And in particular also the greetings from all brothers from South Africa, from South America, from everywhere. To the Lord be the thanks. Also from Brother John from Bucharest, from Brother Tati from Brussels. Yes, from all brothers. Brother Ngonga, Brother Cecil, all brothers are sending greetings to all of us. For me, it's not easy. All these months through, we had the last large meeting internationally on the first weekend in March. And since that time, it's no more possible to come together. But dear brothers and sisters, let us thank the Lord for the wonderful opportunity which we have to at the same time, at all places, in all peoples and tongues, hearing reaching God's people and hearing the precious and holy word of God, sharing it with them. Now we have beginning of December, and my thoughts are going back to that, what happened 58 years ago, when I was in Jeffersonville on the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th December 1962, I was in Jeffersonville. On the 2nd December, I preached in the Branham Tabernacle. On the 3rd of December, the long conversation together with Brother Branham, I had it. And brothers and sisters, I hope that you can feel a bit with me what went on within me. All of you, you know, or you have heard it afterwards, what took place in Europe at the time, in Germany, 1961, how the wall was built in the city of Berlin, how the Russian tanks were standing on one side and the American tanks were on the other side of the Brandenburg Gate. And we didn't know what would happen next. And in such a time, on the 2nd of April 1962, the Lord gave me the instruction, my servant, your time for this city will soon be over. I will send you into other cities to preach my word. And then the instructions to store in food and groceries, for a great famine would come. And literally, the Lord said, then you shall stand amidst the people to give out the food. Actually, I should have known it from the words, standing amidst the people and to preach my word. But I didn't understand that it was about spiritual food. This Brother Branham told me then, by revelation, he could say it. And I will never forget the words. I will keep them. Brother Frank, you were thinking a natural famine would come and you stored in natural groceries. But God will send a hunger to hear His word, as written in the prophet Amos. And the food which you shall store in is the revealed word for this time, promised word. And then he added the sentence, and is recorded on tape. And then wait with the giving out of the food until you get the rest of the food. Brothers and sisters, what this means for me, I hope that you can understand it a bit. Then Brother Branham gave me instructions. God revealed to him things, just revealed it to him, to which I cannot go here into details. But to the Lord be the thanks for it, that he has sent his servant and prophet, using him to bring us up to date in the kingdom of God. The determined word for this time to bring it. Brothers and sisters, today we will read from 1 Thessalonians a couple of verses and go briefly into it. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, right from verse 1. All of you, you know, in 1 Thessalonians, in chapter 4, from verse 13, Paul described the return of the Lord in detail. And we are very, very grateful for it. And if I today make a remark, then I ask all brothers in all the other languages to understand why I must say this. For instance, in the English Bible, the word shout is written. The Lord will return with a shout. And this is a loud cry, a loud, when somebody gets loud in a conversation, then one can say, don't shout. But in the German language, it's not shout written, but wake up call. Wake up call, because there it's about the dead who sleep in Christ. And therefore, I'm so happy that the preciseness of the Bible translation was given to us. A loud cry can be a message, can be all kinds of things. But the wake-up call, which then goes forth, as written, the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God descending from heaven. There's no week, no month, no year in between. All this happens on one day at the same time. And for this, we are just so grateful that we, by the power of the precise translation, can remain with the subject, because those who sleep in Christ, they will be resurrected by the wake-up call. And then they rise, and we are alive and remain, we shall be changed. But now we come to the wonderful text in 1 Thessalonians, in chapter 5. And here the wonderful words are written. This one, but of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. But we have the teaching by the epistle of the apostle. We received it. Another epistle doesn't need to be written anymore. Here we are told everything. And I ask now that I see every word precisely, that I hear it, and also all our brothers, that Brother Borg reads now verse 2, and that I briefly say something to it, and then verse 3. I would like that every verse is being read precisely. Verse 2, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. Also, this is wonderful. The day of the Lord. We have the promise from the mouth of the Lord in the prophet Malachi. Before the day of the Lord comes, I send unto you the prophet Elijah, who shall restore all things, who shall turn the hearts of the children back to the fathers. If we get the connection from one scripture to the other scripture, and that's what's all about, that is very important today, that we truly go from scripture to scripture to place everything precisely. So, let us read verse 2 once again, and then verse 3. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. Also this scripture and this verse, when they shall say, peace and safety. Let us look into the Middle East. Internationally, in connection with Israel and with that, what shall happen there? The term peace process is being used by all the politicians which deal with this situation. It's about the peace process. Not about a peace process in the USA or in Russia or in China or here in middle of Europe, but about the peace process of which the Holy Scripture gives testimony of. And then, when they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them. For it will be a false peace, which comes by many compromises. And then comes the strike. The destruction will then come over them. Let us read next verse. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that the day of the Lord should overtake you as a thief. Blessed and praised be the name of the Lord. Ye beloved brothers, ye beloved sisters, you who you are now hearing worldwide, are not in darkness, but you have the revealed holy word. For this time, you heard it and you believe it with all your heart. It has become light at evening time. God remembered his word and fulfilled it at the right time. And he sent his servant and prophet, who of course is compared with Elijah. And what did Elijah do? He called the people together on the Mount of Carmel and cried out into the crowd of people, "How long will you hop on both sides, limping on both sides? If the Lord is God, then follow him." And he took the 12 stones. He rebuilt the altar of the Lord, which was torn down, and he sacrificed. And God answered with fire, and the hearts of the Israelites were turned back to God. In the same way, Brother Branham, in this time, he rebuilt the altar of God. The doctrine of the 12 apostles was put anew upon the lampstand. And as Paul then had to cry out in Galatians 1, "Whoever preaches another gospel, he is under a curse." Please think about it and get grateful for it, that the Lord has given us the grace to not be in darkness. How many preachers speak of the day of the Lord? Yes, the Adventists, they even say the day of the Lord is the Sabbath. But the Lord God watched over his word and sent his prophet at the end of the day of salvation, before the day of the Lord breaks forth and the sun shall turn into darkness and the moon turns into blood and the stars will fall from heaven. God has taken care for it, that to us these things at the end of the end time should not surprise us, but that we receive the insight into the plan of salvation of our God. With all certainty, I may say today, ye, dear brothers, dear sisters, you who you are connected worldwide in all peoples, in all tongues, hearing the divine message for this time and believe it, you are not in darkness as the others who have no hope, but in the light of the revealed word for our time. And then the word of the prophet Malachi will come to fulfillment. Then ye shall see the difference between them who serves God and between him who does not serve him. And whoever wants to know it more in detail can of course read it in Matthew 15, verse 8 and 9, where the Lord at that time and today he had to say, in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. How many have their own doctrines, their own confessions, introducing them. And in the several churches, all kinds of things are believed, what they settled, what they on the foundation day of the certain confession and denomination. But the Church of the Living God has only one foundation day, and this was Pentecost. Pentecost, at the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, when the 120 were gathered in the upper room, the redemption took place. The blood of the new covenant was shed. The redemption was accomplished. Forgiveness, grace, and salvation was given unto us. And there were the first believers gathered, and the Holy Spirit came down. And behold, the Lord God established the New Testament church. He himself said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And he himself will complete his bride church in our time. Because for this the last message was sent and given. As Brother Branham said it, or what was told on the 11th of June 1933, as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, so you are sent with a message that will forerun the second coming of Christ. And we may give testimony of it. And all brothers on all the continents, they also can testify of it, that the last message covered all the earth. It was spread as the Lord announced it. Thus it took place. Let us come now, once again, quickly to the December back. 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th December 1962. But then comes the 24th, when Brother Branham was called home. And brothers and sisters, for me, this was really incomprehensible. I could not understand that it even took place, because how often Brother Branham said in his last sermons, he referred to it, that he has seen a huge, that he will have a huge tent. And sometimes he says, It looked like a cathedral, but it was a tent. And he was waiting for it. He even said, "It is thus saith the Lord." And it will take place. But Brother Branham was a prophet. He has just seen what would be. And he was waiting for it, that it would happen at his time. But then he was taken home. And you all know, I have seen how he was taken up on the supernatural cloud. And I truly, in this vision, I have said, "Brother Branham, but you are not the Son of Man. Why do I see you on that cloud?" And it was on the 24th of December 1965, between half past ten and 11 in the evening. And Brother Branham, exactly 15 minutes before 11 European time, he was taken home. So exactly at that point of time of his going home, I have seen him going up into glory on this cloud. If you imagine this cloud, and if you have the cloud before you, right there, on the right side, at the end, at the edge of the cloud, right at the, in the suit, and he was taken up. But now comes the 19th of January, 1966, dear brothers and sisters, an extraordinary experience. And I may say it today here, all the various supernatural experiences, I have written them down. I noted down the date, the place, the time, everything I noted down. I can tell to everybody, this then and then, here and there, at this and this time, this happened. And right also with the 19th of January 1966, just in the spirit, transferred into a gathering. The one side on which I was standing was made out of wood, a building made of wood. A stair went up to the balcony, and I went up these stairs, and I sat down right on the balcony, sitting down, looking down. But the rest was a tent. All the rest was a tent. Only this part was a firm building made out of wood. The rest was a huge tent. And what shall I tell you? In the next moment, first came the people. Multitudes of people came in. I watched it. Suddenly, they were all sitting. And the ushers, they all had a armlet on their arm that one could see who they are. All were sitting down. And behold, suddenly, I hear a voice. "Brother Frank, your time has come. Come please down," namely here, upon the platform. There where Brother Branham preached, there I should take the place, the seat. And the loud voice said, "Speak to the multitude and tell them The coming of the Lord is near. And I started with the preaching in this huge tent. We all know that God used natural examples. With this was meant the whole world, and all the peoples were included. The message which Brother Branham brought was, of course, not only for America. He was a U.S. citizen, yes, that's right. But the message was for the whole church all over the earth. In the same way it is today. I just have a German passport. The word of God, the message of God is, of course, meant for all nations, or even more clear, for all children of God in all peoples, tongues, and nations. You see why we read today 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Ye beloved brothers, are not in darkness that this day should overtake you as a thief. No, you are children of light, children of the day. And we, as the children of day, of salvation, we may walk in the light of the revealed Holy Word. And we received the calling out by His grace. Ye, my people, come out, be ye separate, and touch not the unclean thing. We not only have 2 Corinthians chapter 6, also Revelation 18, ye, my people, come out of her, that you don't receive of her plagues. But in the same way as the Lord has opened unto us the understanding for the Scripture, giving us the grace to now recognize, dear brothers and sisters, to us a great inheritance was given, such a phase with so much revelation of the Word of God never existed on earth. And God used Brother Branham for it, to give us all the Scriptures, so that we have the Old and New Testament, including it, and saying to the people of God all over the earth, the last wonderful message. And then, once again, the comparison. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, the rapture, and that what happens at that time. And when Paul writes, this I say unto you as the word of the Lord, this should crash like a bomb. This doesn't say Paul, but this I say as the thus saith the Lord. The Lord himself will return with the voice of the archangel, with a shout, with a wake-up call, with a trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be changed, and together we shall be raptured to meet the Lord in the air, in the clouds, and then going up to the marriage supper of the Lamb. brothers and sisters, and in particular, you ministering brethren, please place 1 Thessalonians 4 correctly. The message which foreruns the second coming of Christ is described to us in Matthew chapter 25. Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. And to this message belongs the word from Corinthians. Ye, my people, come out. Calling out time, separation time, preparation time. And this goes forth throughout all these years. This message goes forth. But that, when the day has come, or when the hour has come, where the Lord will take us home, this happens on one day. And we see, of course, what the Holy Scripture says about it. Two shall grind at the mill, and two shall lay on a bed, and two shall be working on the field. On one end of the earth will be day, on the other side of the earth will be night. But it will happen at the same time all over the earth. What is written in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 from verse 13. And then once again, in closing, this wonderful summary in chapter 5. Ye beloved brothers, you have no need that I write unto you. All of you are the children of day. And be honest. Do we need today to have a scriptural instruction? In the Holy Scripture, we have all of the instructions. We received it, and we are grateful to the Lord for it. So, we are not living in darkness. And as Brother Branham time and again, he said, there shall be light at evening time. It has become light. The hidden mysteries are revealed by the ministry of his servant and prophet. And we are now stewards of the mysteries of God. And we may now proclaim the whole counsel of God. Be blessed in the name of the Lord. Please receive it. God has led it in such a way that he sent his servant and prophet to give us all the scriptures which are necessary to pass on the end time message and to preach it. And therefore, he has taken home his servant and prophet who completed his ministry. And there's nothing what God could have still revealed. Everything was revealed. And we may thank the Lord for it, that the whole counsel of God, we can proclaim it in such a way. So, once again, take it to heart. This is the day which the Lord has ordained, that we, as the bride church, as the redeemed, as the blood-bought multitude, are sanctified in the word of truth and sealed with the Holy Spirit unto the day of the glorious return of our Lord Jesus Christ. One more request. God willing, in the next meeting, we will speak about how necessary it is that we not only received the teaching, but that we make our personal experiences with God, experiencing our personal preparation so that we can stand before the Lord without blame. It's necessary. And as sure as the proclamation of the word was perfect, blameless, so sure the completed redemption is perfect, and as sure, and so sure, all who find grace before God and who believe the Lord, they will experience their perfect preparation, and together we shall receive the early and latter rain. As it is now, it will not remain until the end. God will give grace that we again can be gathered to hear His precious and holy word. All of you, be blessed in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Shall we stand up and pray? Lord Almighty God, with all our heart and with all our soul, I thank you, and all of us, we thank you that you received us, that you have given us light, and we may walk in the light of the revealed word. We thank you, beloved Lord, that you have fulfilled your promise. You have sent the prophet Elijah, have restored all things, and we thank you that we could carry this divine message unto the ends of the earth. And we thank you that you will complete your work in your church. We thank you in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Mein Gott.
Breite die Kunde von Jesus.
Proclaim the message of Jesus.
Köstlicher wird sie den Herzen, sagst du sie immer aufs Neu. Sag sie, wie er liebt, wunderbar liebt.
Tell of his love.
Lade doch ohne verweilen, alle zu Jesu zu eilen.
Run to Jesus.
Sag sie, wie er liebt.
Tell how he loves you.
Wunderbar liebt.
How wonderfully he loves you.
Sag's, bis es alle
say vernommen. It until all have heard it.
Und zu dem Heiland gekommen.
And have come to the Savior.
Sag's den gebrochenen Herzen.
Say it to the brokenhearted.
Lass nicht die Irrenden gehen.
Let not those go into error.
Dem Wanderer am Wege, leb es, dass alle es sehen.
May all see it.
Sag's, wie er liebt.
Say it how he loves you.
Wunderbar liebt.
How he wonderfully loves you.
Lade doch ohne Verweilen.
Invite.
Alle zu Jesu zu eilen.
Invite all to come to Jesus. Proclaim how he loves you. How wonderfully he loves you. Say it until all have heard it and have come to the Savior.
Sprich zu den Hohen und Niedrigen.
speak to the high and low, even to your neighbors. Say it again and again.
Mache dein Wort zum Gebet.
Make your word a prayer.
Sag's, wie er liebt.
Say how he loves you.
Wunderbar liebt.
How he wonderfully loves you.
Lade doch ohne Verweile.
Invite without hesitating.
Alle zu Jesu zu eilen.
Invite them to come to Jesus.
Sag's, wie er liebt.
How wonderfully he loves you. Proclaim it until all have heard it and have come to the Savior.
Trage die selige Kunde singend und jauchzend durchs Land, bis alle Welt sie vernommen und ihren Segen erkannt. Sag's, wie er liebt, wunderbar liebt. Lade doch ohne Verweilen alle zu Jesu zu eilen. Sag's, wie er liebt, wunderbar liebt. Sag's, bis es alle vernommen und zu dem Heiland gekommen. Sag's, wie er liebt, wunderbar liebt. Lade doch ohne Verweilen alle zu Jesu zu eilen. Sag's, wie er liebt, wunderbar liebt. Sag's, bis es alle vernommen und zu dem Heiland gekommen.
Amen. Amen.